Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Focus Beyond. My name is Dr. Melissa Barnes of JMJ Consulting. Today, we're going to spend some time focusing on sustaining your motivation. Now, as the holiday season is upon us, we're in the midst of everything holiday. It's easier than ever to set your goals aside and get lost in the mix of shopping, parties, and other events. While these may seem like a welcome distraction, it's important to stay focused and on track with your goals. Let's make sure that when we arrive in 2016, we have made some substantial progress toward our goals. So today we're going to, as I mentioned, we're going to spend some time on sustaining your goal. If you have any questions, be sure to call in to area code 213-943-3433. So my question for you today is, what's your motivation? What's motivating you? If you don't know what motivates you, you really want to take some time to figure that out. Here's the thing. When you know what's motivating you, that motivation itself will keep your energy level high and it keeps you at your very best. So here's some tips to stay motivated. My second question is, are you still excited about the goal that you set? If it doesn't seem like you're still motivated or excited about it, if you've lost that momentum, it's easy to fall back into that, remember setting a goal in January, and then forget about it in March. So let's look at your goal together. I want you to make sure that your goal is specific. It's challenging. It aligns to what you truly care about. You can also consider the purpose of your goal. Do you remember why you chose that goal in the first place? Why was it important to you? That's the first thing you want to consider. The next thing is, it's really easy to start talking negative. You will have exactly what you say. When things get hard, we often tend to say, I can't do this or this is not working. If you believe you can do something, you absolutely will. And if you believe you can't, you absolutely won't. If things don't go the way you want them to, so what? It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how many failures. What matters is what you do after the failure. Remember, if you have any questions, please be sure to call in at area code 213-943-3432. Be sure to visit us at www.jmjconsulting2@gmail.com. The next thing I want to talk to you a little bit about is tackling resistance. Sometimes we all just need some time to just relax and do other things. That is perfectly fine. However, if you find yourself resisting working on your goal, you really need to determine why. If you've chosen that goal as something that you wanted to do personally and you're not doing it, you really, really need to figure out why. See, many of us have insecurities that can let in that old procrastination bug. So the first step is really to catch yourself. Realize, wait a minute, I'm procrastinating or I'm not following through with my goal. So what's really going on? Sometimes it's often fear-related to take action. Such things as fear of failure or fear of embarrassment or judgment or even rejection can cause us to be to go through that procrastination. We really have to find out what's that underlying belief that stops us from being motivated. When we come back from this commercial break, we'll talk about some other steps to remain focused. If you're looking for more information from JMJ Consulting, be sure to visit us on the web at www.jmjconsulting2.com. That's jmjconsulting2.com. Now back to our show. Thank you for coming back. Now, remember, we're talking about staying motivated, staying focused on what, why you just decided to choose your goal in the first place. One of the things I want you to really consider is, are you using your time wisely? You know, some people are morning people. Some people are early afternoon people. Some people are night owls. You want to schedule your most important task at the times when you're feeling the most alert. Some people do work at better at certain times of the day. Learn what time works best for you and then schedule that time. You also want to be sure to schedule some time for some breaks. The next thing I want you to consider is get some feedback. Get an accountability partner. Your accountability partner will be able to offer you advice. They'd be able to offer you support as a mentor. They remind you why you chose the goal in the first place. This accountability partner becomes crucial when you may be at the point of losing motivation because they may have ideas or know of resources that could help you. You want to really consider having an accountability partner. They can truly, truly become your lifeline in many instances. The next thing I'd like you to consider is to reflect and refine your goal. Much of your learning comes from doing. Because you can't just read about what you should do, we all have a unique perspective on certain content. You need to reflect on how things are going with respect to your goal. Sit back and think about it. Is the goal something you still really care about? Is it still more important? Is it still really important to you? Are you learning something from your goal? Are you learning what you desired? Are you getting new insight into your goal? Are you also reflecting on what's working and what's not, what's working well for you and what's not? You want to also ask yourself what could be better. One of the last things I'd like you to talk about is really celebrate. It's very important to celebrate. It's really, really important to celebrate your accomplishments. You want to acknowledge your progress from time to time with some kind of specific reward, something to pat yourself on the back, something to consider for you to consider as in between points, so you can get some success, so you can continue to remain motivated. Your success is something to celebrate and will encourage you to take further action. You want to make sure that you're doing these things. I'm going to recap really quickly. The first thing I asked you to do is ask yourself, are you still excited about the goal you set? To do so, I want you to ask yourself to make sure that your goal is specific, it's challenging, and it aligns to what you truly, truly care about. The next thing is I really want you to consider not talking negative. Stop talking negatively. You have absolutely what you say. The next thing I want you to do is really pull the resistance. Yep, we need some time to sit down and relax. Absolutely. But you don't want to become so relax that you're not doing what you need to do and you're falling into procrastination. The next thing, using your time wisely. Make sure you're taking some time to use your time wisely. The next piece is get an accountability partner. An accountability partner is truly key in helping you continue to remain focused, remain motivated, remain on track. The next thing is to reflect and refine. You really want to make sure that you're taking a look at your goal often. You want to make sure you're taking a look at where you are, and if you need to make some adjustments, go ahead and do so. You want to ask yourself, is this something you still care about? Is this working well for you? What could be better? The final thing is be sure to celebrate. Now, one bit of caution with celebrating is you don't want to celebrate too often or not too often. You don't want to, I apologize, you want to celebrate, you want to make sure you're not celebrating hugely for something that's not at the point of the end of your goal. So by that I mean, if you, let's say you were able to finish one class, one of your goals was to get a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a PhD, you, at the end of a semester, yes, that's an accomplishment to celebrate, you absolutely should, but going on a around-the-world cruise because you completed a semester is really not realistic. You want to make sure it's something that is tangible over that short period of time and it doesn't become a burden for you to finish. So again, I thank you for tuning in. Don't forget that you still have time to get refocused, reimagine yourself, and get recharged for 2016. Don't forget we have my Blog Talk Radio next Saturday at 10 p.m. right here. You want to make sure that you're remaining focused, because when you're focused, you can be propelled into making change. To be intentional about this change, you want to make it a lifelong change with residual effects that you desire. I want to help you to stay focused. I want to help you with, on our show, we'll talk about staying committed, staying connected to your goals. Again, next Saturday at 10 p.m., that's January 2nd, 2016, we'll talk about moving to the next step on your goals. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.jmjconsulting2.com. If you have any questions, be sure to send me an email at jmjconsulting2@gmail.com. And if you have, you can check out my YouTube channel, JMJ Consulting, or send me a tweet at JMJ Consulting 2. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your continued support. You want to remember that this is just the beginning. It's time to focus beyond. Have a great evening.